listen, I just don't know how to deal with like such a talent like yours. I mean,
stop.
No, we never had a show like this, so we don't know how to deal with it.
No, Jason had to end early because his wife was bugging him. But hey, you know, I can understand.
I know one time I was watching Carson and he had to end the same way. He said, "Yeah, Doc, pack it in at 10 minutes. The station will figure out what to do with the next 10 minutes. Like, yeah, I got to get home to Joanna and beat her a little."
Yeah, gotta beat her a little. Nice. Oh man. No, I just figured I should call and help you fill in because I do feel guilty. We should have never ended at 11:50.
No. Please. Whenever you like I said, whenever you decide to come on and whenever you decide to come off, we'll try to catch you. It's good. It makes it exciting for the audience.
Yeah, it's spontaneous.
No, but in all seriousness, without yanking your chain, good job on watching the Oscars and relaying that. Actually, I didn't watch them at all. I just listened to the show, which was much better. I don't really like watching those any award shows now, but to hear you comment on it was actually more entertaining than actually watching the show. So that's good.
Well, thank you. If you're 100% serious, I think it was nice to have Dan and Jessica on because we've never really blended the shows before, but it was a nice dynamic.
All of you had a good chemistry too.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought we did the same thing last year and just released it as a podcast, but it was interesting to do it live.
Yeah.
But I totally understand with the time stuff. I really do. We need to be much more, we need to notice it much, much closer. Because I know what you're trying to do with it. I have no problem with it.
Right. I think you understand. It's not think that we're something we're not, but it's we want to be something we're not.
No, not at all. No, I totally understand it.
It's protocol. And,
yes. That where are you without protocol?
Right.
You have nothing.
Right. But good job.
And I'm not being sarcastic.
No, you know, it's... I know you were trying to get my goat a little bit. But listen, I want to thank you. You do a great job. Love the Mulberry Show. How do you feel after 3 hours of broadcasting?
Actually, I'm wide awake. I drank a couple of Monster Energies, and now I'm probably going to be up all night.
Are those little tiny, they look like airplane liquor bottles?
No, I can't drink. Those are disgusting. This is these suckers look like pounders of beer.
Okay.
And, yeah. But they taste decent. Those little ones taste like cough medicine. I tried those.
They do work, though. I get hopped up
they
on
do.
Those things.
I think the worst one is called cocaine. And it actually burns like hellfire when you drink it. I think that's what keeps you up is the fact that you can't concentrate on anything but the fact that your throat feels like it's on fire.
Wow. No, I get the mocha ones. They taste like little chocolate shots. Like
you're right. They do.
They're okay.
It's like candy that keeps you awake.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Again, a very lively night. You did well, and it was a great show. And now we could get tucked into bed and stay tuned for the MPIR. That's Mystery Play Theater. That's where they play the old shows, Clyde.
Yeah, I actually enjoy that. I like those a lot.
Yeah, good shows.
All right.
Well, thank you again. And
and I apologize for us ending early.
Oh, no problem. We could take care of it.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And, Radio Dan was calling in. So
Talk Radio X.
From FSN, I'm Daniel Renches with the latest world news. Raul Castro has formally replaced his older brother Fidel as president of Cuba. He was voted in officially at the National Assembly, ending nearly 50 years of rule under Fidel. There are some hopes this will lead to reforms from Cuba's exiled community in Florida, from where Steve Mort reports.
76-year-old Raul Castro was named president after heading up Cuba's caretaker government for the past 19 months. Just a few days ago, Fidel Castro said he would not seek the presidency again. The parliament in Havana picks the 31-member council of state which runs the country and includes the president. But Fidel Castro remains first secretary of the Communist Party and therefore still a powerful force in Cuban politics. The end of Fidel's term in power has been welcomed by some Cuban exiles here in Florida who hope it'll pave the way for a move towards democracy. But the U.S. government has dismissed the change in leadership, describing Raul Castro as dictator-light. I'm Steve Moore.
A suicide bomber has killed at least 40 Shia pilgrims in Iraq, wounding 60 others. It happened as pilgrims were taking a break from their walk under a large tent in Iskandaria.